There will be a pre-programmed pause of up to 3 seconds and the 60-lap British Grand Prix will be go. One light, two lights, three lights, four lights, five lights. Go! At Silverstone, Häkkinen lead, Schumacher second, Villeneuve is alongside and coming through on the...
They're off! Great start by Trulli, look at him! Down the inside, he's attacking! Using that Renault launch control, he takes the lead! And Raikkonen's up into second place, ahead of Rubens Barrichello. Look at Michael Schumacher! Someone's blown up in the pack there, I think one of the Jaguars. But yes, it is indeed, but Michael Schumacher, so aggressive off the start.
We're in Melbourne for 2009, it's Jenson Button, and an awful start there by Rubens Barrichello. Jenson Button streaks forward, Vettel's there as well. Massa's trying to come through on the outside as well. Rosberg's up in close attendance as well, up into third place. Well, there is actually Kubica has come back as well. Dreadful start for Rubens Barrichello, and there's all sorts of mayhem at the first corner. But Jenson Button is away.
Again, they're on for a long time. Everybody seems to have got away as a Toro Rosso slow in the midfield, but at the front, and Rosberg's flying, already taking second place. Webber's defending and keeps third place. Not a great start for McLaren. There's a Ferrari in between them. Michael Schumacher away pretty well too, but...
And it's lights out and away we go. And once again, Max Verstappen gets a decent start. Not as good as yesterday. Hamilton is right with him. Leclerc is already ahead of Bottas. Verstappen's ahead of Lewis Hamilton going through the second turn. It's the Red Bull, but Hamilton's coming back. Into Village we go. It is Verstappen from Hamilton, then Leclerc, Bottas and Ricciardo ahead of his teammate Lando Norris.
Verstappen's going to have to weave like crazy. Hamilton got a better drive off the loop. He will be faster down the Wellington straight
He's
into Brooklands.
Not going to get a chance to weave because already Hamilton is with him. They almost touch. They go into Brooklands. Verstappen stays ahead. The crowd roar their approval for this. The two championship contenders giving it everything.
It's not over yet because Hamilton gets another slipstream all the way down the old pit straight into Cobb's Corner. These are critical corners for this Grand Prix.
Hamilton's going to try again. This time on the inside. A continent touch. Verstappen is out of the race and that's a big crash. To Cobbs, Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen coming together. Hamilton continues on. Charles Leclerc now leads the British Grand Prix. The rest of the field, otherwise he is going to lose out big time. It's going to be lights out and away we go for Lewis Hamilton only. The race leader is the only driver who's not come into the pit lane to change tyres. Now he can race full blast down towards turn one. There's nobody behind him and through he goes. But out now into the race comes the winner. Williams of George Russell, who is up in a second place, then Ocon, then Vettel, then Latifi, then Tsunoda, and then Sainz, then Raikkonen.
Lights to the lights, and foot to the floor as we go racing in Austria. Once again, it's a good start from Max Verstappen. Lando Norris trying to hold on the inside. George Russell trying to put the nose of his McLaren around the outside, but it's the Ferrari and the Mercedes behind Hamilton and Carlos Sainz almost going wheel to wheel as they run through turn two on the way to three.
And Leclerc and Piastri made contact in turn one, but it's side by side into three. There's barely any space there on the apex.
Norris defending hard from Russell and the Red Bull of Perez and Piastri in the McLaren now going wheel to wheel on the exit on turn three as they run downhill towards turn four.